Hey guys, welcome to the casual episode of Wellness in the Multiverse. Different setup, different. I'm holding the microphone. I'm on my couch, just, you know, casually seated next to a Superman figurine. There's a reason for me being in that setup right now. It is a casual episode. I mean, when I first started the podcast initially, you know, obviously, we all have big goals with all these things. And when I first started, it was a way of playing with like superheroes and fitness concept and just like mixing that together. And it's still the case. It's still the idea of it. But I think also, you know, another thing I kind of want to do is more personal episodes, maybe. So let's, you know, keep that set up as the personal one. So whenever you see me here, it's going to be different. It's going to be a different episode. The one that's more with the TV behind me and all of that most likely will be more like value-driven ideas of like how you can do whatever with your fitness. This is more of a casual one. I wanted to talk about the state of my business and my situation with building, you know, a brand, a business. I don't do that often. I think I want to use that a bit more as an outlet, maybe. We'll see. I'm not too good often with words and expressing these kind of ideas or talking to people about these things. So sometimes to me, a camera alone in my gym is kind of easier. I don't mind putting that out in the open and on the internet because I'm not kind of actively there when it's listened to, you know? So it would be totally different having someone here and talking about these ideas I have. It's easier for me in that sense. So here's the thing. A couple of years ago now, I think it was 2019. Yeah, it was 2019 because it was like right before the pandemic. I soft quitted a good job that I had. I was a video editor for a TV station. Good money. That was, you know, that was fine. Zero stress whatsoever. Like zero. Like I would just get there, do the work, go back home, work out, eat, sleep, repeat. Very simple, very easy. Every other week, I would get a paycheck for doing that. Vacations, you know, all these kind of stuff. And then at some point, I was like, I no longer like that. I no longer want to do that. And I'm going to do my own thing. Yeah. The first idea was to have more time for myself, you know, which in a way I kind of do. I'll explain that. But in another way, I very much don't. I don't think I built the business how I really wanted it at the beginning. So I always need to be very careful when I talk about these things. You know, this is why I don't do that a lot on my Instagram and all of that. Because I just get a bunch of DMs like, "Are you okay? You'll be okay." This is not a pity party. This is not like, "Please tell me I'll be okay." It's not that. You know, I'm a grown man. I own my stuff. You know, it's like I know where I fucked up, and I know it's on me. Well, it's not like, "Hang in there, you'll be fine." This is not the idea of this. The idea is more to express it, you know, and also let you know, guys, what's going to come out of all of this, because I'll get to that. So yeah, So I wanted more time. I wanted more, you know, freedom, obviously. And I wanted to do what I love. What I love is coaching people, is helping people. And this is why the podcast exists as well. You know, even though this is not the thing that is the most watched and listened to, you know, I do a 5-second reel that will reach like sometimes millions of people, oftentimes hundreds of thousands of people. It's 5 seconds of my time, you know, and it works, you know, it helped some people, right? This version of giving value is very different. It's very more long form, and it's, I feel more maybe personal as well in a way. It's not trying to get your attention in 3 seconds and like, are you still there? And how can I manage attention and all? It's just like, let's give value to people who want to listen, you know, and watch it. And this is why the podcast exists. And then this is why also it grew into becoming, you know, the gym vlog that now we have every other week as well. So it's the idea of giving value and coaching in a way more people. I do get a bunch of DMs of people that just sends me messages of like, you've helped me do this, you've helped me with that, I love that, this is awesome, I whatever. And this is cool. I like that. Obviously, you know, that doesn't pay the bills, you know, whenever I need clients, like real clients, you know, someone that just takes the idea of a bicep curl and just applies it and tells me like, I love your idea of a bicep curl. I'm like, that's awesome. But in a way, you know, I need food. I need to eat. Not saying it's crumbling again. I'm trying to be careful with the words that I use because people, it's very, the internet is very black and white. It's either like, you're very successful and everything is awesome. And then when you say like, well, you know, there's this and that, it's like, oh my God, he's dying. I don't know why. I have no idea why this is the state of the world in the internet. So this is not this. It's going fine. It's going great. I have nothing to really complain about in a sense. My only complaints right now with the way I've built the business is that my initial idea was to have more time and to have more freedom. And that's not what I've done. I have less time and I am stuck in my business. I'm alone into doing all these things. I set up the camera there. This is connected to my laptop that is just right to my feet right there. I don't have a team, you know, like looking at what I'm doing, and I'm not gonna send that to, you know, a video editor or whatever. I'll send it to my own drive and I'll edit that and I'll do, you know, the thumbnail and I'll do, you know, the description and all of that, and so it requires time. And I like doing that. It's something I like doing. So obviously I don't want to get rid of this. But right now it's like 6 p.m. You know, my day started at 6:30 was my first client this morning. So it's already like a 12-hour day. Got a bunch of emails, did a bunch of stuff, saw a bunch of clients. Walked Oslo at like 5 a.m. this morning because obviously I had a client at 6:30. Also needed to walk before that. All of this. Now I'm gonna go home before 6:30, so I cannot drag this too much because I need to be home at 6:30 because I have a client online as well at 6:30 to 7:30. Then I'm gonna have dinner. Gonna prepare tomorrow morning, and most likely it's gonna be 9 p.m. and I'll be like right next to go to bed. This is just a normal day. And as much as I want to do that, and as much as I like doing that, it's not sustainable. I cannot sustain that rhythm. I've been doing that for a couple of years now, and I can't keep at it for like 2 years. So a couple of weeks ago, like, just, you know, like, honestly, it's a good thing I'm not doing that podcast last week, you know, and this week, because I had time to sit down with it and like think and analyze like situations and all. Because last week I was in a total burnout. I was looking at jobs. I was like, can I just find a job and be happy in a normal job, vacations, you know, time off, weekend, 9 to 5, and that's it. So fortunately, I guess there's not much I can do. I'm a coach, you know, that's what I like doing. That's what I'm good at. And either I go back in TV, which is not really what I want to do, or I find something else, but there's nothing else really I can do. So I'm stuck with it in a way. Nonetheless, that's why, you know, that's why I didn't do this last week, and I'm doing it now because I have more time to sit with it, and I'm more calm this week and like less like, fuck that shit, I'm quitting. You know, I'm more like, all right, let's, you know, figure these things. So basically all that to say that things need to change. And this is kind of, you know, this is a casual talk, by the way. It's not like, thank you for being here, but it's more for me, right? So things need to change because I cannot keep working in my head. As you know, I worked last weekend, so everyone was like on a 3-day here in Canada. Everyone was like on a 3-day holiday, and I was working. So everyone was like, I had clients on Monday. I had like clients here on Monday at like 7:30 yesterday, 7:30 p.m. to like 8:30 p.m. here. And my client's just like, so were you off today? I'm like, am I not here? Because I'm working, you know? And I have clients in it throughout the day as well. And yeah, sure, I like it, but you know, I would have enjoyed a day off and away from my phone. And now people are like, well, you're your own boss, you do whatever you want. In a way, yeah, but in another one, it's not that easy. If I do that, things kind of crumble. This is, you know, I'm alone here, I need to see my clients, I need to, you know, coach them personally. There's a lot that goes into it. So I cannot just like be, all right, bye guys. You know, it's Monday, I'm taking off. Or I'm gonna be out for like 2 weeks, whatever. So yeah, so that's why I'm saying it's not really sustainable. And this is why it's going to change. And I'm hopeful that it's going to work. I've hired a marketing agency to help me. I think what I could do, I've done, right? Whatever I could do alone, I've done it. I opened the gym, I built a business to, you know, where it is right now, the brand, the socials, everything. So I think, you know, everything I could do by myself, I did it. So that's why I kind of need to move past that and have a team, if we can say that. So that's why, yeah, I hired a marketing agency. We are in the process of reshaping everything. Service, the price point. Sorry, guys, I'm coming into 2024. So my price point were very much like beginner trainer 2016, which is not who I am. I'm experienced. I have a bunch of clients. You know, I don't have a lot of time, as we established. So, and it's 2024, and I need to get to the market price. So this is why it's gonna change. If you are an active client right now, don't worry, it's not affecting you. Okay? It's like moving forward, right? If you're not a client right now, do so very quickly, like this week, because it's changing. I did not hire a marketing agency and pay a bunch of money just to hear them say like, and to not do the work. I'm going to do the work. So yeah, so a bunch of stuff are changing on the coaching side. For example, I'm not taking anyone new physically in the gym. So even if you're in Montreal, everything's moving online. I need to dissociate a bit from, you know, the business. I need to be able to take more clients in. I need to be able to scale more. I need to build a team around that. The DMs, you know, the website will be different. Funnel will be different. There might be someone in my DMs as well. So be careful what you send me, because there's someone that's going to see what's in there, because their job is to bring me people. By the way, that happens a lot. There's a lot of people you talk to that it's not really them. I still have an eye on it, but it might not be, unless you're a client, it might not be me who's like actively, you know, chatting to you. I'll know about it. It's going to be like it's me, and I'll read them, but you know, it's to save me time as well. So there's that. So yeah, bunch of things are changing. I'm hopeful that it's going to work. I hope so. It's kind of in a way, it's kind of my last Hail Mary. Again, not that it's, I'm not drowning, you know. I'm casually on my sofa in my office. My gym's right there. And this is not my house, you know, I have a house. So it's not like I'm drowning. I understand the privilege of that, and also the hard work that came into it, by the way. I worked a lot. So I understand the privilege of it, but still, it's still a business in the end of the day. I still need to keep it fun. I want to impact more people. I want to help more people. In order to do that, in order to be here, to do the podcast, to do the gym vlogs, to do more of them, to do more of the gym vlogs, to do, you know, more content, more lives, more of this, I need to change those things, because I'm capped out right now. And right now it's not sustainable. And I don't want to have to sit here in like a year from now and be like, well, guys, it was fun while it lasted. I'm closing shop. I found a job. You know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to have to do that. So this is why I need to make these changes. Yeah. And that's kind of the state of the current affair, the current business, and where it's at, and how we're going to move forward. And hopefully, again, it's like it's my last Hail Mary, because I've hired coaches, I've hired a bunch of other, you know, people to help me, and it sometime worked in some ways. Like, I've adjusted here and there, and it kind of worked, but never like drastically enough to create real change. So this is what I'm trying to do right now. Create real change to make sure that I'm able to bring value, content, help more people, and also be worth what I'm worth, you know? And that's a big point into all of that. It's still online coaching. I will still be very hands-on into everything. You know, it's still me. It's still calls with me. It's still like me doing the programs, me doing everything, and me doing the check-ins, and me doing all of that. But it's going to be set in a different way. So expect it. A bunch of change. Again, hopeful with that. Hopefully that's going to work. And if it doesn't, and you're hiring, I'm here. No, I'm kidding, but maybe not. So thanks, guys, for listening to my whatever that was. Yeah, I didn't have any like big value to go over, you know, eat more of this and then it's going to help with that. We'll go into that very soon. This one was just, you know, kind of talking to me a bit also, because sometimes when I do these things, it kind of calms me down, just like talking out loud the ideas and my reflections into them, and like what I think and all, does help me figure these things and just go around all of that. So yeah, I don't even know how long it's been. It's been, well, at least 17, 18 minutes. It's enough. I've bothered you more than enough. So the next one will be more uplifting. The next one will just be a gym vlog. Most likely chest day. So stay tuned for that one. And again, stay tuned for the changes. Because, oh, last point. And I thought about that one. And I don't know why I forgot. Because I'll be more upfront, I think, with the service and with what I do, because I understand that some people don't even know what I do. I get that often. Like, I post a bunch of like gym stuff. It's all gym. It's all like working out and eat right and do this and do that. And then I get a question of like, so what do you do for a living? I'm like, what? I thought you coaching? And I think in my head it makes sense, you know? But then again, I've talked to a client, and like active client, I've had him for like a couple, like close to a year now. Well, a year, I think. And it was like, well, you don't promote yourself. I'm like, oh, I guess you're right. He's like, I'm a client. I know you. I follow you online. And if I didn't know you, I just think you were an influencer making money out of influencer deals. And I was like, oh, okay. Never saw it that way. So I never promote myself. I never like, hey guys, I have like coaching. I do coaching. I do this. You have that. Whatever, you know? I never do that. I do that for other companies sometimes, like EHP and all that. But for myself, I don't do it. I have like an issue with that, so I have to go over this. But, you know, I'll manage. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I never do it. I guess I should. So I guess I will. So that was my last point. Again, thanks for being here. Thanks for indulging. Hope you're still here and I'm not talking to myself. Again, if it's the case, doesn't matter. That's fine. Have a good day. Enjoy. And I'll see you very soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to know more about how I can help you make fitness a sustainable lifestyle, you can reach out to me on any social media platform at Joe Gagne Trainer. Thanks again. Till next time.